George immigrated from Prussia in the 1800s and settled in New York City. His hard work paid off and he amassed a fortune, part of which he wanted to spend on his wife to show her just how much he loved her. So what was the perfect gift? Building a castle for her. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Claire Wakefield explains, the story begins with a kid simply trying to work hard and make it big.
It all started with George Bolt, who immigrated from Prussia when he was a teenager. He started working in kitchens in New York City and worked his way up to eventually become the general manager of the Waldorf Astoria.
George Bolt amassed great wealth and soon had his sights set on the shores of Alexandria Bay along New York State's border with Canada.
What was popular then was to come up to the Thousand Islands and you would summer in your cottage, which for many was a beautiful, elaborate mansion.
The area is known as the Thousand Islands region of New York, and Bolt wanted to do something special for his wife. Purchase one of those islands and build more than a mere mansion.
Bolt Castle was built with the intent that it was for George's wife Louise. It was a gift for her. He purchased Hart Island, which at the time was spelled H-A-R-T, and he renamed it Hart Island with H-E-A-R-T for that more romantic feel. He also altered the shape of the island with dynamite to make it more of a heart shape.
And once Bolt had purchased the island, construction on a castle commenced.
Construction started in 1900 for Bolt Castle, and there was hundreds of people employed from stonemasons, artisans, painters, all sorts to make this dream a reality.
A great castle-styled mansion began to take shape, but it was never fully completed. The story of why construction stopped and what is here today is next time as we travel the countryside on Hart Island in Alexandria Bay, New York. I'm Andrew McRae.